It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Firefighters rescue cat and his owner from a tree.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Holding on.
Monty's not right What's now, that? But if you'd like to leave a message.
There, that's better.
Hello.
There, that's better.
Testing.
Hi, Kevin.
What happened? Did you guys not hear any of me?
No. I was, that was my fault. I was trying to get, because I was on a different page and I couldn't get it scrolled over fast enough. Just inside, hint there for you.
I just wasted all that amazing stuff. Hi, Monty.
I doubt it was
what
that great.
What I was
great,
saying is,
anyway.
It really was. I was doing a nice job. I was doing a professional job where I said, you know, it is a Monday morning, and of course, the biggest news of the day is that there is a food drive going on, and it's your chance to help your community.
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
Food drive here.
East Francis is the place to be. That is, if you would like to stop by in person and make a donation to Jay, to Monty, or to producer Steve. They are there this morning. I am broadcasting from home per Steve's request, where he said he just wants one day a piece at the food drive. And he said the rest of the week we can figure it out, but he needed one day without me. And Steven, I understand it, and I hope that you're having a great day so far.
I mean, it's going all right.
then Monty showed up.
Yeah.
No, Monty's great. You guys ever met Monty? He's great. You met him before?
I have.
He's a wonderful human.
Every day.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man. Yeah. Hey, before we go any further, I want to make sure we get our classroom pledge of the day in. This is Mrs. Clinton's fourth grade class at Selkirk Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I really appreciate the fact we stood up.
took a second, but we got there.
Oh, well talk done. About... We're standing in a parking lot by ourselves, just standing up during the Pledge of Allegiance. That was great.
Hey, I'm going to head out.
Yes, of course, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Kevin.
Didn't yes, Monty?
I'm going to head out, but Monty's I will be leaving? Here all, the whole show tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, he was just stopping by to say hi. He's on his way.
Oh,
he's got to do a job thing and all
I
this
got
stuff.
Stuff to do. Things.
Yeah, yeah.
Things, stuff.
Thanks for coming by and checking it out.
Yeah, and I like I said, I'll be here tomorrow all day. And
love
Wednesday,
it.
All day.
Love it. Thank you. You're the man.
All
thanks,
right,
Monty.
Fantastic.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, Monty.
Enjoy your day at your fake office.
Yeah.
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 Maybe, love you and your fake office, buddy.
Maybe find a legit parking spot wherever you go.
Steve just can't do it.
What is he doing over there? I can't.
Just love it. Kevin, so I can tell you, remember the RV used to be moved over a little bit here in R&R RV at 525 East Francis? It used to be closer to the food drive truck and sitting on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't remember that, huh?
No, I mean,
well,
do.
Well, we used to have one a little bit closer.
Right. Now are we... We're on the opposite side. We are on the west side of the big roll-up door, right?
Yeah, well, there's two doors on this side of the building, but yeah, we're to the left, to the west of the second. You can't miss us. I know people always say that when they come into R&RV. They're like, well, where are you guys? Well, there's only really... I mean, there's two ways to get in, and either way, you're going to drive past us. I mean, set up in here. It's
driving?
Like a little bit off of Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're either going to see us right away, or you're going to go all the way through the parking lot, then you're going to see us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, so either way, you'll run into us.
There's no missing
we're very
us,
tall,
that's for
too,
sure.
So.
We're
Steve,
very tall.
How many people would you like to thank so far for coming by on... your first day of the food drive. This has to be exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. Well, you're very incredible helping us out. Casey, of course.
Yes.
Monty, Becky. It's it's been good.
So you want to thank one listener? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just was wondering if there was any listeners that came by that he wanted to thank.
You did enjoy the fact that he made that sound big, though, didn't you?
He did. He made it sound like there had been quite a few people there, when the truth is, it's been Becky.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, right.
Well,
total pro, though.
Job. Yeah,
total pro.
Yeah, you made it sound
honest,
better.
You know.
And I'm just going to make sure that everybody knows it's just been one person, and so we need to do a little bit better. And remind everybody that you
And the good news is...
Well, Steve,
yeah,
do
we're
you think that that's good?
Well, no, not yet. We're a work in progress here. It's just day one.
Right.
That's right. But we can do better, folks. That's
I
all
warned
we're
him.
And,
Yeah.
I warned him, Kevin. I said to him, I go, you know what? Here's the deal. It's always a little slow on day one. You know, things just get moving. People are like, oh, wow, it's the food drive again. Gosh dang it. I forgot all about it, or I didn't hear about it, you know, because they're living in their own world. That's how things go.
Sure.
You know, here's the good news. So what you donate between 7 and 8 today, like Becky did, who just stopped by,
you get
a match by Northern Quest Resort and Casino between 7 and 8. So all dollars donated are matched.
Yeah. Cash out.
Cash out, baby.
Oh, okay.
Also coming up in just a few minutes here, if you're unsure. It sure is. If you're unsure of, you know, like, okay, food drive. And, you know, some people, when you say you have a food drive, an explanation, they're like, okay, I understand how that works. I understand that we have, you know, people in our own community that have needs. And then some people want to dig into the details of it. You know, they're like, well, okay, so tell me where it goes, how it works, which is great either way. I mean, it's fine. Some people just don't need details, and some are more detail-oriented, and they want all the nuts and bolts of the hunger situation.
Sometimes, assuming that everybody knows just because we've done it for so long and that, you know, Second Harvest is such a well-known entity. But, you know, the bottom line is, I think the thing that I always like to get out there is that it's not just, you know, the big Second Harvest warehouse here in Spokane. It's all the emergency outlets in Eastern Washington, North Idaho. I mean, how many, Jay? 200? I'm making up numbers.
There is 280 partner food banks in 21 counties in Eastern Washington and 5 counties in North Idaho. So pretty much wherever you hear our voices, you know, unless you're listening on the app, you know, somewhere else, wherever you are, it probably covers them. I mean, 280 food banks, that's a lot.
Yeah, and that's absolutely amazing, those outlets that are in all, you know, a lot of the small communities. So people, if you are listening and you're thinking, I wonder if that would help us. Yes, it does. It really does. It helps out anywhere and everywhere you see Second Harvest. So that is great news. And that's why, you know, well, let's remind you about the text thing, 509-441-0999. That is our text number, okay? First of all, you can text us a funny picture if you want. That's fine. But then also text the word food.
Sure.
Yes.
Text the word food to our text line. It is going to send you back a link with the ability to make your donation right there.
Makes it about as simple as
the 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive
from the parking lot of R&R RV
at 525 East Francis on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah.
You do look like a DJ.
Thank you.
Like a Wicca Wicca DJ.
Are you still looking like a DJ?
Nah. Only on Sunday.
Okay, good to know. Hey, let's see. Thanks to Chris and to Brian, who have texted and said, you know, they text food to the text line. So they got the bounce back thingy. Oh, yeah. So thanks to them for doing that. And I appreciate that. Anybody who is listening but can't make it, they can easily help with the Second Harvest Food Drive. And it's an easy deal. It takes just literally a couple of minutes. Like, I feel like most of the charities that we do are relatively quick as far as your time consumption is concerned.
Yeah.
And you text, and then the click-through link. What do you think the link takes to go through?
30 seconds.
Kevin, what do you think to finish up all the info on that?
Yeah, and for the slow people, maybe a minute.
If you're, like, super, like, taking your time with it.
Yeah. Or you have a long email you have to type in. Those will get you sometimes.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Then you.
And I will say it's National Inner Beauty Day, and if you're donating, you have inner beauty. I just wanted you to know.
Oh, nice tie-in.
Thank you, Steve.
You do.
Oh, for any information that we talk about Second Harvest, so I was
hot on the inside.
I was talking to Shannon at Second Harvest. By the way, I saw Eric at Second Harvest on Friday. When I stopped down to the food bank on Friday and picked up donation boxes. And Eric is going to be by. He'll be by. I think they're coming by on Tuesday and Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
He's listening. Okay. And he told me some. He told me a very, very cool story.
Run the food bank?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think, what is Eric's title? He's executive director, I want to say?
Something like that. Yeah, he definitely is important.
Yeah.
Well, you just gave him that title. Worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, he can have it.
Which is best case scenario.
Well, absolutely. But when I was talking to them, they were, I was asking questions about, we used to do the dollar equals such and such, and now they just basically are given the facts of, one out of every nine people right here in the Inland Northwest are facing food insecurity is the phrase we use these days. Mm-hmm. It's basically hunger. And, obviously inflation is at a plus 40-year high. And, I mean, you don't have to do much math to figure out how that's going to work. You got a lot of people here locally, and one out of every six children is facing hunger in the Inland Northwest, and that's all of Eastern Washington and North Idaho. So if you're wondering about how that, what's my donation go to, how's it going to work, et cetera, and as the weather starts to turn cooler, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are seasonal workers, they tend to get, obviously, more people who are in need. And Eric told me something on Friday that I guess I had maybe thought about, but to hear him express it verbally to me was it hit home more, where he's like, a lot more people who have jobs are becoming food insecure.
Really?
Because of the prices.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
So they've seen a drastic increase in that, which I guess makes sense. Don't you think, Kev?
Absolutely. It's one of those where you just go, okay, the dollar doesn't go as far as it did. I'm still getting this amount of dollars. And now, it's whatever you're trying to do, whether it's, just the power bill in the winter can change just enough that it's like, okay, now that's a little tight. Something else is a little tight. And before you know it, you're like, oh, doggone it. We are a little low for the food this month.
Right. And that tends to be one that you can actually, we'll just do a little without. I mean, you can't, what do you do about the power thing,
Yeah, you kind of need it. That's one of those things, you got to have it. And that's why this is so crucial, is because you know what else you have to have? Fuel for your body. You have to eat.
Right.
You have to have something to keep you going, to go to work or take care of the kids. You got to have the kids, keep them going. But it's one of those things where it's like you don't have enough left at the end of the month sometimes. So that's why Second Harvest and what they offer is just crucial, and why we need your help more than ever, I guess, if you think about it, because of the cost of things.
So Monday's the get the word out day, and then we hope that helps as we go further through the week. We know it's hard. Like, a lot of people aren't able to stop by on Monday morning, or maybe didn't think about it or even know about it. So Monday's our get the word out day. So we hopefully will have people at schools, people at offices, businesses, wherever you are. Hopefully you're the person who tends to spread the word at your place of business, whether, there's always at least that one person, I feel like, who, even if they're not in charge of the office, they're in charge of the office. You know how that is.
Yeah.
You got the one person, you go, there's the boss, but then there's, this person who everybody goes to for everything.
So who is that?
At our place?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good question. Now, we had some transition.
Well,
so
it was Emily, I feel like.
Right. Yeah. But she switched jobs. Emily switched jobs.
She did.
I don't know. I go to Casey for everything.
Yeah, Casey the editor.
Steve Hawk.
He gets the... Yeah, Steve Hawk. It's weird because people started coming to me and I was like, I don't have that key. You know, it was like, man, I don't know where that stuff is. But they're like, well, you know where his stuff is. Well, now I know where. I usually know how to a workaround on how to find stuff, but not the kind of person who's going to send out the all email.
Ooh.
That's the one you want.
Yeah.
You want the person who's going to send out the all email and say, hey, there's a food drive benefiting Second Harvest. It helps our neighbors in front, you know, all those people in our own backyard. I mean, you can also do the math. Like if your child goes to school and you count the kids in your classroom, there's a chance that probably a few of them might be food insecure. You know, they might be struggling and you don't know it.
Absolutely.
But I'm not that person. I'm the guy. Oh, man. No, I can find it. I got the key to that room.
Then I wind up getting pranked.
There's that. Oh. Yeah. Steve's going to go grab a donation right now. So stop by and see us. We're at 525 East. Where we are. We're going to be here till Friday at 10 a.m. No excuses. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can stop by here. Somebody will be here at the tent for 12 hours from Monday through Thursday. And then Friday from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. when we close. 25 East Francis. All right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Alrighty then. Well, yeah, this is our food drive. It's our 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. So thank you to those who helped. Hey, Stevie, you want to give a shout out to Pam?
I do. Shout out to Pam. No, thanks for stopping by, Pam. Wow. She came by with her dog, who was...
the Great Dane.
Yes, of course she did. Yes.
Yeah. And very, very well-behaved dog.
I will think of the Great Dane's name. You just have to give me a second. You keep talking, and I will think of it.
Do you want me to give you the first letter, or no?
Hmm.
No hints, huh? No hints?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll let you think on it. I'll let you chew on that corn?
Chew on that corn?
I don't know. What do you chew on? Gum?
I think you say just let's chew on that.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to chew on corn, I guess that's fine, but...
Wow, that's right.
Wow.
Is that it?
That's impressive.
Hey,
is that for real?
Hey, Pam, I remembered your dog's name.
The next big hit.
Yeah, that's impressive, Kevin.
Well done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. And thank you, Pam and Gilda, for donating.
That's correct. Actually, the dog did the donating, and Pam just did the driving.
Yeah.
It was teamwork,
really. We do have a
little
disadvantage.
Yeah, it seemed like it, yeah.
A little disadvantage this year because Slim was younger than us, Jay, and better at remembering a lot of the names. And so he was always really good with that part where, you know, Steve is younger, but he doesn't have the experience. So he doesn't know all the people yet. So it will be,
it'll be quite
the game to challenge ourselves to remember everyone this year.
Yeah. And good for Steve because, you know, people get to introduce themselves. So that works out.
Yes.
Funny that you think I have a good memory, too.
No, your memory's horrible. I wish you had a good memory, Steve.
I wish too, Jay.
And it's not, you know, it's not your fault. I mean, it's not like you're not trying. He's definitely trying. He just has, Kevin's memory is insane.
I mean, even when people introduce me, or even when I get introduced to people for the first time, and then I have to introduce them to you, I instantly forget, like at the concert back in, when was that, February or something?
That was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best. He's like, hey, this is Justin. And I'm like, that's not what he just told me his name is, but thanks so much for everything you do.
I think it was Ryan. Might not have been. Maybe that was the name I made up.
You made up, but yeah, see, that's the problem, Kevin. Yeah. He'll do the thing where he thinks he knows the name, so he won't... convinces himself, hey, I don't have to worry about it. I know that person's name, and he knows it incorrectly.
Yeah. Well, Ryan was either his real name or his made-up name.
So, wait, you think he made up a name or you made up a name for him?
No. I made up the name for him.
Yes, you did.
But I just don't remember if it was Ryan was the one that I made up for him or if...
Right.
Tough to say.
Tough to say.
Kevin, did you happen to see over the week the Vanderbilt beating number one in college football?
Absolutely wildness. Vanderbilt, you know, Vandy, little school. Not little. I think it's a good-sized school, but in Nashville. And they are bad at football. They are generally bad at football.
I heard they were 80 against top 5 or top 10 teams, one or the other.
Okay, yeah.
That sounds right.
They're just, I mean, this is a game that Alabama came into and was like, well, this is an easy win. And somehow Vandy pulls out the win, and pandemonium?
Yeah.
Pursuit. It ensued. Good God. Take some more pills. Pandemonium ensued.
Honestly, take less pills.
It is like literally... Literally, how crazy did that city go?
Well, so first of all, because we've been there, we understand what Broadway looks like. So Broadway is just their main thoroughfare, and it's where everybody walks around. Everybody goes, has parties, and goes to the bars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's number one. Number two is it's busy all the time. It's not New Orleans busy, but it's close. So there's always a lot of people in the street. If you missed the story, the students tore down the goalposts.
Yes.
And then walked 2 miles carrying those goalposts before they threw them into the river. Why I threw them in the river, I don't know. I guess, you know, you already did all the walking. What do you do? Like any normal human,
so
you throw them in the river.
Well, so then everybody can find it, and take it out.
So they know where it is.
It's almost like nobody was...
But when they were,
and it's almost like nobody's mad at them for doing it either. Like, I know you shouldn't have done that, but geez, you beat Alabama, so that's fine.
Exactly. You beat the number one team in the country, so we're going to let it go. You know, we're going to be okay with it for now. But don't do
Jay,
it again.
The videos of like regular people who are on Broadway. Like there was a mom and her daughter, and she was like just filming because she's on Broadway. And she goes, "Oh, what do we have here?" And it's hundreds, maybe a thousand. I don't know how many students were part of it. But I mean, it was
certainly
it was
hundreds,
between
for sure.
Hundreds to a thousand, yeah. Where they were just carrying the goalposts down the middle of the cars, sitting there like, whoa. It was wild watching that video. And
that was the
like,
part
oh
that
gosh.
Got me the most. Yeah, that was the part that got me the most is the whole car scenario where it was like, okay, so you're stuck. There's people everywhere. And they're just basically carrying the goalposts over the top of the cars that are stuck in the middle of the street because they can't turn because there's so many people.
Yeah, and the cars are like, what am I supposed to do? I think that's just where you close your eyes and hope for the best. Like,
without
they
question.
They might walk on my car. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm stuck
insane.
Here.
Yeah, it was nothing you could do because, you know what? You just got a bunch of people carrying a goalpost down the middle of the street. And then we're just going to go throw it in the water. All right, that's cool. Let's grab a beer. Like, what the heck?
Another beer.
Saving it, though? That seems like a cool thing.
Well, that is weird because, what do? You tore it down. It's a large piece of metal. It's not like you're taking it home.
Chop it up.
I mean, I guarantee you there was a couple frat boys that were like, dude, let's take this to our place. And then they were like, you know how big this is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, come by and see us. We're here at R&RV. We're at 525 East Francis. It is the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All righty then. You know, Not going to lie. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. It's impossible to see right now because we're having a little technical difficulty. But hold on.
It's impossible to see?
There, I finally got Kevin's mic on. Hi, Kevin.
It seemed like it would affect your hearing, not your seeing difficulties in radio.
It's not. Honestly, guys, worth explaining. Let me just tell you that if you were having a nightmare right now, I would be in it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Exciting, isn't it?
Scary little
It is really something. But, Jay, you are handling it like a champ.
Oh, yeah. So good. So, sorry if we're choppy and we're cutting out today. Sorry about that. Unfortunately, I can't really do anything from my end. I wish I could. But
I've heard it's a sun flares or whatever.
Sun flares.
Isn't that what? Yeah, sometimes.
Sure, yeah, I've heard of that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I've heard people say it, and it seems real, so we'll blame it on that. Couple quick things for you, if you don't mind.
Uh-huh. I don't.
Even if you do. Drive here. Make sure you donate. Do all that good stuff, folks. You know the deal. 525 East Francis. That's where we are at. R&R RV if you want to donate in person. If you want to donate, you know, without stopping by, that is important, too. 509-441-0999. That's right. That's our phone number. That's our text number. You just text the word food to that number, and it's going to send you a link to make your donation. You're welcome.
Man. That couldn't be easier.
Now this.
Well done. Oh, well, now this.
Now this. Steve, first of all, thank you and congratulations on your first day at the food drive. And the fact
that
you requested for me not to be there, and so I am at home today.
Right.
And you will get this day to yourself. It's Steve Day, whatever you want to do the rest of the time. Hopefully I'll be there bothering you. But I have to also say, what's the deal with the weather? You bring this weather, bud?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Like
I'm not going to lie.
78 today or something.
That's, is that right?
That is spectacular food drive weather.
This forecast update is brought to you by Kevin Eugene James. Today, sunshine at 74. Tomorrow, sunny at 75. It's going to cloud up a little bit on Wednesday with a high temperature of only 67. Thursday, look at that cool down. Okay, folks, we're back below normal for this time of year, which is 66. That's the normal high. But right now, it's 42 degrees.
They may have been little Jenny Powers on Q6 this morning. You know, they go on at 4:30 in the morning, and so I was watching Jenny Powers, the weather girl, on Q6.
Okay.
And she was exaggerating. She said 78.
Yeah, she's known to.
She, yeah? I mean, and you got to inflate your numbers. Got to look good. I get it. I do have a question.
With the books. You're playing with the books, huh?
Yeah, yeah, he is. He's fast and loose with the books, Steve.
Yeah.
This is an odd question. But I thought there's nobody better to handle it than our audience. Anybody out there got a porta potty? Now, the reason I ask, there's a couple reasons.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. First of all, I remember in the past that we had somebody come by at the food drive that owned a porta potty company and said, if you guys ever need one, let me know. And we're like, yeah, we're pretty good. We're pretty set here at R&R, whatever. And then I remember also being at a wedding one time and a gentleman who had done the toilets there, same thing, big listener to the show. So what I'm asking is there somebody out there listening who dabbles in the porta potty? Mm-hmm. And would maybe have the ability to let us borrow one for the week because I, Kevin Eugene James, have some issues right now that it would be also referred to as mobility issues.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of stuff going on. And me trying to, it just doesn't seem like it's going to go well if I have to walk all the way around into R&R RV and use their, it's so nice using their indoor bathrooms, but it's, guys, I'm promising you that's going to be an accident at some point.
Okay. Okay.
Is that what you want at the food drive?
It's not what I want anywhere, and I certainly don't want it at the food drive.
Yeah.
I think
so
that's
I'm
fair.
Thinking about
think
you get a porta potty, just, you know, right there
look
by
that,
us.
We've never had that request before. Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
You. What did she say?
That is well played. Thank you very much.
She brought candy dishes out, of course, from R&RV at 525 East Francis, because yes, that's what they do here. And what'd she say, Steve? She brought Tootsie Rolls because they're in your top five?
Yeah, that's right.
God bless her. So you get your own little bowl of candy?
There's other candy.
Yeah. Let's make Steve.
You know what? I'm gonna move this candy right here because I don't want a puddle of chocolate based on the proximity of the heater.
That's a good call.
Ooh, but you know what, Kevin? Hershey's.
Oh, someone's here.
Special.
Special dark chocolate? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve. Oh, Steve. Yeah,
you,
oh, God, that's
cut
really
out for
good.
Just a second, so I missed it.
Mm.
Mm. Oh,
I think I just stopped talking.
Buddy.
Oh,
buddy,
oh,
good
Kevin.
Work.
Mm. Hello.
Delicious, huh?
Mm. Kevin, Catherine's here.
Why? Catherine, that's a weird early in the week appearance by our dear friend Catherine Jacobson, who, again, has the greatest car ever.
What is this little white car again? I can never remember what it is. Is it a Mazda RX-7?
Don't tell me.
I can't.
Yes. God dang it. Why can't I remember? We talk about it every time. It's like a 1995 or something.
Dude,
and it has like 12 miles.
Catherine,
she
Steve
tells us
a picture
every
of Catherine.
Year, and do you think I could remember it?
I don't think you could.
The thing is absolutely beautiful.
It's stunning. So is Catherine.
It looks like it's you just drove it off the showroom lot in 1995 or whatever year it is. And
Catherine, what year is
it? It looks
car
like
again?
She's never used it.
A 92? How many miles do you think you have on it?
A 92?
27,000,
Kevin.
27,000?
Right.
That's crazy.
It's like it's never
been
used.
She has her own spot in the garage, doesn't she?
It's.
I love it. I love that.
That is amazing. 27,000. What'd she say, 92? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That, I mean, you thought Steve didn't drive much.
That's pretty stinking impressive.
Catherine, you're the best. You know that. No, you're the best, my dear. Have you been to every food drive, Catherine?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, yeah. She hasn't always been able to come down, Kev. We know that, but you know, still, you're always right there to donate. You don't. You're smart. Well, yeah, you don't take the car out in bad weather. We all know that. That's silly. Not when it's that pristine. That thing is amazing. What is the car
it
again?
Is really.
Nissan 240SX, Kevin. Don't ever forget it again. Catherine, thank you.
Nissan
Northern Quest Resort and Casino is going to match that. Yeah, you did good. You made it by just a couple of minutes. So thank you for that. Kevin, I need to take a break here. But we'll come back. Northern Quest Resort and Casino still matching for the next few minutes. Steve's got another donation. Thank you, Steve. Oh, the family learning. Am I supposed to say this? Family Learning Organization has donated a substantial donation.
Yes.
That
Martha dropped off.
Martha, thank you, Martha. Yes. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, that is fantastic. And then made a donation of her own
on
top
did.
Of it.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's just say, Kevin, what would be your average amount that you would bet one spin?
What I would bet on one spin?
Yeah.
I mean, $5?
$5. You're so funny.
I thought you meant on a slot machine.
Oh, no. Like on the roulette table. Like if you were going to bet on the roulette table.
Oh. At Northern Quest. Probably Probably like $25.
Oh, 25. What is that? What's 10 times 25, Kevin?
250.
What's that times 4?
1,000.
There you go.
Oh.
Donated.
Not messing around. We appreciate those. You know
yes,
what?
Yes, and matched by Northern Quest
sure
Resort Casino.
Up.
They
yeah,
do.
They sure do add up. But so do the little ones. So don't you dare feel like, well, I don't have $1,000. Yeah, who cares? Just make
right.
a donation. That's all that matters.
Exactly. Exactly. And thank you, Catherine. Thank you.
Yes.
Gosh, she's so nice.
Thank you so much.
Is she not the sweetest human ever?
She is. And she says that she missed you, Kevin. So
yes,
I'm passing
Kevin.
That along to you.
I miss her, too. Steve,
she's
hopefully
the best.
You were, you know, meeting you was enough for her today.
I hope so.
Did
it's,
you guys exchange?
You know.
Did you exchange numbers?
Kevin, Eugene.
Why do you want me to give my phone number away to everybody? I don't understand. She,
friends, man. I feel like you guys could get together and talk about not driving.
No, seriously.
I'm very impressed by her. Her skills. And that car looks great. And it's got her name on it. Did you see that?
I did see that.
That's fantastic.
Not messing around, man.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. All right. Well, stop by and see us. R&R RV. That's the place to be. 525 East Francis. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.